John chapter 19. So Pilate then took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers plaited a crown from thorns, and they put it on his head, and they put a purple robe around him. And they said, "Greetings, O King of the Jews." And they gave him slaps in the face. Then Pilate came out again and said to them, "Look, I am bringing him out to you, so that you may know that I find no case against him at all." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and he said to them, "Behold the man." Then when the senior priests and officers had seen him, they shouted and said, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "You take him and crucify him, for I find no case against him." The Jews replied to him, "We have a law, and he needs to die according to our law, because he has made himself the Son of God." Then when Pilate heard that statement, he was all the more afraid, and he went into the governmental headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Won't you speak to me? Don't you know that I have authority to crucify you, and I have authority to release you?" Jesus replied, "You would have no authority over me at all if it were not given you from above. That is why he who is betraying me to you has a greater sin." From then on, Pilate looked for a way to release him. But the Jews shouted and said, "If you release him, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself king opposes Caesar." Then Pilate heeded this talk and led Jesus out and sat at the tribunal at a place called the pavement, which in Hebraic is Gabbata. Now, it was the preparation day of the Passover at about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." And they shouted, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Should I crucify your king?" The senior priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. And they took Jesus with them and led him away. And carrying his cross, he went out to the place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in Hebraic Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him on either side, with Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote an inscription and put it on the cross, and it read, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." So many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebraic, Greek, and Latin. Then the Jews' senior priests said to Pilate, "Don't write 'the King of the Jews,' but 'he said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate replied, "What I have written, I have written." Then, when they had crucified Jesus, the soldiers took his clothes and divided them into four parts, a part for each soldier and the tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven from the top in one piece. So they said to each other, "Let us not split it, but cast lots for it, as to whose it will be," so that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, "They shared out my clothes among themselves, and for my garment they cast a lot." So the soldiers did these things. But standing at the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. Then Jesus, seeing his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing there, said to his mother, "Madam, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus saw that everything had already been completed, and in order that the scripture be fulfilled, he said, "I am thirsty." Accordingly, a jar full of vinegar was standing there. Then they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it round a hyssop plant and brought it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It has been completed," and bowing his head, he gave up the ghost. Then, in order that the bodies should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, since it was the preparation day, for that Sabbath day was a high Sabbath, the Jews asked Pilate for their legs to be broken and for them to be removed. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first one and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. However, one of the soldiers pierced his rib with his spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who saw it testified, and his testimony is true, and he knew that he spoke the truth, in order that you might believe. For these things took place, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, "Not a bone of him shall be crushed." And again another scripture says, "They shall look at him whom they pierced through." After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, asked Pilate, but secretly, for fear of the Jews, that he might remove Jesus' body, and Pilate gave permission. So he went and removed Jesus' body. And Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus previously by night, also came, carrying a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 litres in weight. Then they took Jesus' body and bound it with linen strips with the scented ointments, as it is the custom of the Jews to embalm. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. So they placed Jesus there because of the Jews' preparation day, because the tomb was nearby.